for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Hey Phil, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right, perfect. Phil, do you actually work for Archtop Fiber, or are you contracted out in like a call center or something?
I am actually one of their customer service representatives that does work directly with them.
Oh, okay. I'm having a hell of a time, to be frank, and I'm hoping you can help me out.
For sure, I'd be happy to help.
Essentially, I started this process with your company about 3 weeks ago. I got a flyer in my mailbox, and I started service, or at least I begun the process of having the installation done. I set it up for the following weekend. Somebody actually showed up unannounced on the Friday instead of the Saturday, basically just trying to get a lay of the land to how the wires go in the house, I believe, and whatnot. They weren't really too forthcoming, but I imagine that's essentially what they were out here to do. And essentially, they were like, "Well, we need to reschedule." And I'm like, "Okay." I didn't really ask for too much more information, but and they didn't really give me a reason as to why. But essentially, I kind of figured it out that they just didn't know either what they were doing or where the fiber was actually laid or whatever the case is. So they asked me to reschedule, and I said, "That's fine, no problem. I'm happy to accommodate that." And I rescheduled. So I rescheduled the following week. In the following week, nobody showed up. No call, no show. Here I am spending my Saturday morning waiting for you guys. Nobody shows up. I called your call center, and it seems that the weekend call center is outsourced to somebody else.
They are.
And essentially, that didn't go anywhere. I was told I'll be getting, be given a call back and everything, and that never happened. I did a lot of phone tag with you guys that day. So then that got pushed out another week, which was last weekend. And last weekend, somebody showed up, but then they began asking me where the fiber was laid. I don't fucking know. I'm not part of your guys' crew. I'm not laying down the fiber, so I don't know why the guy was asking me where the fiber was and everything. But I figured, well, either it's a different crew that laid it, which seemed to be the case. But I figured that crew would tell you guys where they laid fiber, and they would say,
Understandable.
"Okay, this is where we put it." Because that's what you guys hired them to do, and I imagine you guys would tell them where you want that fiber laid. So why I had an installation guy coming out, more than confused as to where the fiber was, really gave me a lack of confidence in you guys. So you know what you're doing, and you know where, the fiber is to do your jobs. And essentially, I was told, okay, it's not going to happen last weekend. So three appointments, no installation. And the person I talked to on Saturday, no, this was Friday of last week. I took off of work on Friday of last week for this too, which is awesome. But I mean, it was a nice day. I enjoyed the day still, so not a total loss. But either way, I am three appointments in, still no internet. I was told I'd be given a call back this week. I did not receive a call back this week, and I'm now calling you. So can you let me know what is going on and what the next steps are, please?
Yes, Mr. Prescott, I would be very happy to help you with that. If I can take a moment to put you on a brief hold so I can communicate with our teams that actually do handle our installations. I'm just a customer service representative, so I do want to reach out to them to understand what's going on, what the situation is like. I do see a few notes on your account, or they just say that you were communicated with and talked to about certain things like this, but I do want to get a clear understanding from that department. So if I can put you on a brief hold and get that information from them, and then we can move forward from there. Would you be okay with being on a brief hold?
That is not a problem, and I do want to just say super quick before you put me on hold that I'm not taking this out on you. I know you're just the face, you're the customer service rep. I get it. So I apologize if I'm coming across a little too hot or anything like that. It doesn't feel like things are moving the way that they should. I'm not really being communicated with the way that I should. And I just need to know if I need to just cut my losses at this point. I mean, there's really no losses besides the time that I've spent trying to get this done. But should I just move on to another, fiber provider? I know we also got Planet Fiber that's coming in our area. I saw a Spectrum truck with a fiber, laying down fiber in my neighborhood recently. So I got options now, I suppose, and I could just stay with Spectrum, but I'm trying to, take a chance with you guys. I like what you guys provide and everything, but the service so far It's just making me really, really second guess it. So again, I apologize. Go ahead and do what you need to do. Put me on hold, and I will wait patiently here for you.
All right, Mr. Prescott, I'll be right back with you as soon as possible. So just give me a few moments.
Thank you.